As the reports trickled in, Commodore James Herron found his mind dwelling on the carnage around him. All over the system, the scattered remains of small interceptors, and frequently their pilots, drifted in a macabre dance. Even the torn and battered ships lay amid a cloud of debris, here and there the telltale jets of escaping atmosphere showing where the life support systems were failing as well.
"Congratulations, sir.
We won.
Your strategy paid off."
"Thank you, Richard, but we've paid a hell of a price. I just hope it was worth it in the longer game."
Commodore Herron paused.
"How's the search for survivors going?"
"Slowly, sir, but we are recovering a few, the lucky ones."
He paused, his own exhaustion catching up with him.
"A lot more corpses than survivors, I'm afraid. The cruiser that went down into the atmosphere broke up, but the chunks landed in the ocean. No survivors found so far, and none from the two frigates that ran straight into the minefield."
"Have the mines been recovered yet?"
"Yes, sir, and they were damn useful. All three of their surviving major ships report they couldn't transit because they would have run straight into the mines."
Nodding, the Commodore stared at the display for a little longer, noting the small flares indicating the searching craft.
"Richard, I'd like to address the ship and then the squadron."
"Thank you, sir."
Signalling the communications officer, the captain ordered,
"Give the Commodore a ship broadcast."
At the signal, he said,
"This is the Commodore. We have won the battle, and I am proud to have had the privilege of being your commanding officer and the Commodore of this squadron. You have performed magnificently, and I thank you for it. Today we have confronted an enemy which comes from within our own society and even from within our ranks. We have won this round, but there will be a bitter harvest and a difficult time ahead. We must maintain vigilance and efficiency."
He paused, his determination apparent.
"We have lost many of our friends today, and we have seen many brave acts. We must not let that sacrifice be in vain. Thank you all for your loyalty and your bravery."
There was silence throughout the ship, and then a cheer rolled through the compartments. James Herron was not a man given to showing his emotions, but this moved him. It was some minutes before he was able to trust his voice sufficiently to call the captains of the other ships in his victorious squadron to convey the same message of praise and gratitude. The Commodore woke with a jolt. Disorientated from exhaustion, it took a few moments for his brain to register that his link was chirping. Snatching it up, he activated it.
"Commodore,"
he answered, suppressing a yawn.
"Sir, we thought you'd want to know immediately. A marine task group has arrived on an island called New Caledonia. They've found a massive underground complex, a research facility, but with a command center beneath it."
Pausing, Richard chose his words carefully.
"They report the facility looks as if it's suffered a major assault."
He hesitated again.
"But the islanders said it was our missing team, Sub-Lieutenant Trelawney and his group, that did the damage."
Sitting up and pulling on his boots, the Commodore asked,
"Have they found them?"
"That's the problem, sir. They left the island with some of the Saurians aboard a boat they constructed from a cargo barge."
"When did they leave? Where were they heading?"
"They said they were sailing it to Pangaea City, sir, and they left the morning of the battle, so they'd been at sea for 3 days at least."
"Thank you. Get me Brigadier Kernan on a link. I'm on my way to the command centre."
"These are the images our task group sent from New Caledonia, sir. They've taken control of what's left of the research facility, but someone's planted traps in the AI, and they haven't been able to access key elements of it. Whoever did it apparently didn't know they'd trapped consortium command team."
Captain Grenville laughed.
"Our team had to blast their way in. Just in time, too. Whoever did it also shut down the main ventilation system."
"Creative. Do we know who did it?"
The Commodore hesitated. "What about the people inside?"
"We think it may have been Trelawney and his men. They wouldn't know about the command centre, as most of the islanders didn't know it existed, and only the chief of the research facility had access. It seems Trelawney and his men found a way out from the AI core. They took an entire bank of memory storage crystals with them and used the main air intake tunnel to reach the surface."
He studied the images of the devastated administration and accommodation levels.
"They may not have been able to get past what was obviously a major firefight above them, so they went through the tunnel. But to do that, they had to stop the fans."
Pointing to an image, he added with a wry smile, "Whoever did this didn't waste any effort."